Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 3, we were talking about how the ministers of Satan can be. Let's pick up at that thought today.
When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 through 15, it tells us this, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Angels of light, messengers of light, in other words, it's going to sound like he's a messenger of light, is a messenger of God, a deceptive light is his. Verse 15 says, therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers, those who are his servants, those that are his messengers, his ministers, also be transformed into ministers of righteousness, whose end is according to their work. So they also act as if they are ministers of righteousness. But their ideas of righteousness is not biblical righteousness. It's funny, I have a sermon titled God's Christmas Grace that was on our church services. We preached that here, and I preached it here last Christmas, and really, it was a sermon that God just used and blessed in a very special way. And so I thought I would put it on a radio's website that does this. And you know what, though? That website would not take it. It would not take the message that taught on the grace of God. And it's supposed to be a religious website. I thought, wow, just because it had God's Christmas grace in it, and it spoke of the grace of salvation, the way of salvation, all of that. And why would a so-called Christian website not want that on their website? I don't know, but I wish they would drop the name, if they're named Christian, that they would drop that name, because that's not Christ-like not to preach grace. Okay, so I'm just saying that because, look, there are many good things about that same website. There's a lot of good things that are on it. But the things that it hides are things that are very necessary, biblical. And those are things that angels of light, that is, Satan's angels that parade as angels of light, can be very, very deceptive ministers. Now, there are many other things the Bible teaches about Satan. None of them are good. We've been told about Cain in verse 12 here of this chapter, who hated his brother. We also know that when Satan caused Adam to fall, he in effect was instrumental in murdering Adam and Eve, and for that matter, the human race. For they surely died. They surely died. They were separated from God, and they needed a Savior. So it should serve as no surprise to any of us that since Satan is the god of this world, that the world would hate us. Hate is the weaponry of the world. You get on your news media today, and you'll see those that get just red in the face mad. when you mention the name of Jesus Christ, I mean, we're talking about national news media as well as local media. In Christian schools, it seems that it gets to be less, but public schools especially. I can think of a bus child that we had here in our Sunday school years ago, and when they said, speaking up for Jesus at school, it says, we're not allowed to use the name of Jesus unless it's in a cuss word. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but they said that right off the bat. A teenage young lady says, we're not allowed to use it in a good way. We're not allowed, basically, to witness of Jesus Christ. How perverted is that? You take a stand for Christ, you take a stand against sin, homosexuality. No, we are fundamental Christians. But we're not like the fundamental secularist. We're not like the fundamental Muslim. If people disagree, we don't try to destroy them or kill them or anything like that. Instead, we love them and we pray for them and never give up on their soul. You see, our weaponry of our warfare is so much different than theirs. And so that's just the way they are, and that is the day in which you and I live. So it should be no surprise that the world hates us, because it's taught on college campuses, it's taught in the news media, in entertainment, to hate those that stand for right. Call us bigots, call us racist, they call us everything else, and yet the hate mongers are them. You just say something good about us and you'll set them off. Now, if we walk as he walked, now do you remember back in chapter 2 and verse 6 what it said there? He said, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk as he walked. So if you're saying I abide in Christ, that means I'm at home in Christ, I live in Christ, my life is about Christ, and you ought to walk as he walked. That means to live with the standards, the ethics, the morals, and the principles of Christ dominant and directing your life, especially through the Word of God that you and I have today. So I hope that you understand that, and that you learn to walk as he walked. In verse 14, it showed us the evidence of a Christian in that he loves the brethren. And to not love the brethren is to abide in a state that is separated from God in this life. That is, you can be religious, but if you hate your brother, you hate a sister in Christ, then you're separated from a fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And therefore, you can't have his joy fulfilled in you. Therefore, you have to seek the joy of the world, because the joy of Christ is just not there for you because you continue to hold hatred in your heart for a brother. If one is truly saved and continues to hate a brother or sister, regardless of the conviction, that is a person who is saved so as by fire. So as we look to our text, let's first see the murderer's identification. Again, here in 1 John 3:15, whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. So, if you have hatred towards a brother or sister in Christ, that's assumed, is a murderer. Now, as I've stated numerous times from my pulpit and on this radio broadcast over the years, when you hate someone, you are their slave. If you have someone that just turns your stomach, you don't like them, and boy, all these things about them, and somebody says something good about them, you've been having a good day, but when someone says something good about them, it ruins your day. It makes you either angry or uneasy. It'll take from you a good mood and give you a bad mood. you'll just have to say something evil about that person, then my friend, you are their slave. Their name is just kind of like a magic word that evokes ungodly emotion in you. So my friend, don't ever be another person's slave. And you are when you have hatred in your heart for another person. Now the world will hate us because we walk in holiness and also according to God's word. You can't walk in holiness if you don't walk according to God's word, by the way. But in walking in holiness, walking according to God's word, we separate from worldliness, from sin, from false doctrine, and from brethren who walk not according to the truth of sound doctrine, and false brethren who claim to be Christian but hold to filthy doctrines. Doctrine says there's many roads to heaven. Filthy doctrine says some are predestined to hell and some are predestined to heaven, and you don't have a decision in the matter. Oh, my friend, we separate from those because the Bible teaches us to separate from those, not because we're holier than thou, we're not. But in obeying the Bible, we must separate. I'm not holier than anybody, I don't think, but I do think and do know my Lord is holier than all men put together. And so I'm going to be in Christ and allow His holiness to govern my life as much as I can, although I often fail in that area. Now, verses 14 and 15 together, we see not only are we to not hate the brethren, but if we're going to be right with God, we must love the brethren and the sistern too, okay? And let's say amen and a woman too, all right? So again, we've got to love the brethren. Let me read verses 14 and 15 to you again together so we can keep it within context. We know that we have passed from death unto life. Now think of that. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death, that is, in separation from God. Now, don't get me wrong. I believe that hell is a literal fire. It is a literal place of torment, and people exist there forever, not ceasing to exist, and not able to escape. So I believe that. So when I say that, separated from God, I'm not saying that, well, men are just separated from God and they can't get an answered prayer and they'll be that way for the eternity. They won't get to see God like we get to see God. And oh, that is such a shame. No, they don't care because they don't see God now. They don't care about it. So if they don't talk to God now, they don't get answered prayer now, they won't care then either.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's true. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible